Good day to you. Here are my three things on Isaiah chapter 24. Number one, this chapter really begins a different section in Isaiah, chapters 24 through 27, where that turns our gaze toward the end of time and the final judgment of the world. The Lord is really opening a door of eternity and lets us see far into the future, and yet, as Christians, we are given comfort as that judgment arrives. And verse 1, he talks about that. Watch, the Lord is going to strip the earth bare and make it desolate. He will wring it out and scatter its inhabitants. That picture of wringing, you kind of get that picture of like a washcloth that you wring out of all the water. Judgment's going to strike the world and its inhabitants evil, pride, and unbelief. The whole world the Lord will destroy. And it'll be the same for all people. Verse 2 talks about that. It'll be the same for people and priests, for servant and master, for servant girl and lady, and so on and so forth in verse 2 and into verse 3, where everything will be destroyed. And so the question then comes to mind, well, why? Why does the earth mourn and wither? Why do the world and its exalted fade away? Verse 4 tells us that. Well, that's my number two. Why is that? Well, verses 5 and 6 give us that answer. The inhabitants of the earth have disobeyed God's teaching. They've changed its statutes or decrees, and it's set aside the everlasting covenant that promised that God would save the world. I will be your God, he said, and you will be my people. There's that everlasting covenant, and they've broken that. They've set it aside. God's wonderful creation has been polluted. Again, in verse 5, that answers the why. People are without excuse. God is there. God's creation speaks for itself, and God's word tells us everything. And in these verses, we also find that the joys of this world has to offer will come to an end. Vines drying up, and the noise of partying stops. The city lies desolate. All festive joy is gone. God's judgment is so fundamental that nothing of value remains. And yet, number three, a remnant remains. Again, a remnant. Verse 6. Therefore, a curse devours the earth, and those who live there will be found guilty. That is why the inhabitants of the earth will be burned up, and so few will remain. We've talked about this remnant before. A small remnant of God's people will remain. They're people that the world will see as worthless, and yet they are preserved by the Lord. And so the prophet Isaiah encourages them to see beyond the judgment to the glory that lies before them, all in a God who loves them and has saved them. And as tomorrow we'll talk about, we'll see a banquet of salvation. We'll talk about that there. May God bless you the rest of today.